There are a few spring sporting games going on today. Some softball games and nothing really in our immediate area. Columbus and Rio Fall River meeting in softball today. Nacita and Montello. There was a game for Richland Center originally scheduled for today. That has been postponed and moved to later on in the season. The Hornets softball team is slated to open up against Waseca Steuben on Thursday afternoon. The Richland Center baseball team will get some good work next week when they travel to Kentucky for a spring break tour. And head coach Ryan Lemke talked to me yesterday about the team and its turnout so far.
Yeah, we had a good amount of pitchers and catchers out last week. I'm really happy with the turnout. And, you know, it's going to be an exciting day today to have the full team out there and be able to get some swings in and full team defense and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's perfect, because you're going to want to get that outdoor in, because you're going to be going playing real soon, aren't you?
Yeah, we're packing up and heading to Kentucky a week from today. Actually, we're leaving and going down to Springfield, Kentucky, to play for spring break week, and have some games lined up down there, and should be a good trip. So yeah, every second outside time we can get in is for the better at this point.
Have you looked at the extended forecast for that area next week?
I have. The weather looks like it's going to be great for us. Potentially some showers in the area, looks like, all week, but nothing consistent. Highs around upper 70s, so we'll take that. Even if it's a little rainy in a couple days and we get rained on, a little wet, that's okay if it's upper 70s and we're still getting games in.
What have you been happy with so far, what you've seen in practice so far?
Our pitching staff is really coming around. I am very, very, very excited about our staff this year. We've got, you know, four guys potentially that are going to compete for number one spot, which is a great problem to have. And we definitely have the deepest pitching staff that I've ever had since we've been here. And I'm drooling every time I see them throw a bullpen and pounding the zone the way they've been doing. So we'll be in a really good spot on the bump this year.
Well, that's really the key, and that's where it starts if you're going to be successful, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And not even like last couple of years, we've had those really high, at least one of those really high velocity guys with Jacob McDonald and Lane Miller. And those guys are gone now, and we don't necessarily have that super high velocity guy, but we've got a lot of guys that are at least two that are lower 80s and pounding the zone with it and mixing up off speed really well. So I'm excited for those two, as well as the other guys that are in our staff. And you know, we've got a lot of guys can throw strikes, which is a great recipe if you want to win baseball games.
Richland Center baseball coach Ryan Lemke. His team will be on the way to Kentucky next week. Baseball teams will get underway with a few games next week, but lots of times with it being Good Friday, and we have lots of games scheduled for a couple of weeks yet for baseball, but softball will get underway in full force over the course of the next week. Major Bowling League action. Series high, Cardinal CG, 36-79. Richland Family Restaurant, 35-61. Frazier Home Improvement, a 34-84. High game honors, Cardinal CG, 12-45. Frazier Home Improvement, 12-37. Richland Family Restaurant, a 12-27. Top series individually, Colton Bartow, 169 over average with a 724. Kirk Bartow, 96 over average, 663. Travis Bushley had a 658. Top game, Colton Bartow, 255. Kirk Bartow at 245. Derek Calland, Tanya Maley, and Brian Klebisottle all had 236s. Ron Cooey bowled at 531, 90 over average during week 29 of the 32-week Major Bowling League season. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the home crowd at American Family Field watched the Brewers dominate Central Division rival Cincinnati 9-1. Milwaukee has one more game that doesn't count before the regular season starts Thursday. Eight pitchers held the Reds to one run on four hits. Bryce Terang, William Contreras, and Andrew Vaughn all hit home runs. And David Hamilton continues to impress everyone, including his manager, Pat Murphy.
Easily could say, man, I can see it in this kid. You know what I mean? I just can see it. And I didn't know if it would translate. I didn't know how he would accept, like, an identity conversation. I don't know, you ask him, but I was worried, like, you don't want to force this kid to say, hey, you got to be the, you know, and he's just taking everything in, and I hope it translates throughout all 6 months because he can be a force.
So the Brewers will be back into action this afternoon. Again, it's an exhibition game before having a day off. Opening day against the White Sox is Thursday. Keep in mind, the pregame time for today's game will be at 4 o'clock on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The Bucks suffered another one-sided loss Monday night against the Clippers. They trailed by more than 40 points and eventually dropped the game 129-96. Gary Trent Jr. came off the bench to lead the scoring with 20 points. The Milwaukee bench actually provided 60 of the team's 96 points. The Bucks are back in action Wednesday against the Portland Trailblazers. The frustration is starting to boil over for the Bucks and head coach Doc Rivers.
We started out the first quarter, we were playing great. It fell apart for us, and we don't have a lot of tools to put it back. Just watch the game and see what's on the floor. I can't draw a line, and then all of a sudden, magical things happen.
Elsewhere in the NBA last night, Oklahoma City over Philadelphia, 123-103. San Antonio beat Miami, 136-111. Detroit, 113. The Lakers, 110. Indiana, 128. Orlando, 126. Atlanta beat Memphis, 146-107. Chicago, 132. Houston, 124. Toronto, 143. Utah, 127. Golden State won in overtime over Dallas, 137-131. Portland 134 and Brooklyn 99. One final in the NHL, Ottawa 2-1 over the Rangers. Former Packer executive Bob Harlan was memorialized at the Lambeau Field Atrium on Monday. Harlan died 2.5 weeks ago at the age of 89. The Green Bay Press Gazette reports that he was given a lot of credit for steps taken to build the atrium, the Titletown District, and expansion projects at the historic stadium. Current and former executives and coaches said Harlan was able to make the hard decisions that had to be made. They also said he was generous with his time and a perfect leader for the franchise. One way to rank major college football teams with the season still months away is to measure how much production is returning. ESPN ranks Wisconsin in the middle of the pack in the Big Ten Conference and 35th nationally. The Badgers will meet four of the top 15 teams next season, including the Maryland Terrapins, who are second in the nation. The metric doesn't always work. Illinois had the third most production returning into the 2025 season, and it had to settle for a lower-than-expected 9-4 record. Seattle Seahawks and wide receiver Jackson Smith have agreed to a four-year, $168.8 million extension. And also in state and national sports, Major League Baseball's new automated ball strike system changes how pitches get called, and some players gain while others lose. On Wednesday night, it makes its regular season debut when the Yankees play the Giants. StatCast data shows Kyle Hendricks led in strikes called on pitches that missed the zone over the past decade. And Aaron Nola and Kevin Gausman also benefited. Patrick Corbin lost the most pitches that were called balls, even though they were in the zone. Among batters, Mookie Betts led in called strikes out of the zone. So that will change baseball. Watch for it as the new season begins officially on Wednesday. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.